USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden from Poland trying to rally global support for Ukraine.
We stand with you. Period.
In a speech that lasted about a half hour, the president blasted his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. He says the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine caused some unexpected events.
Rather than breaking Ukrainian resolve, Russia's brutal tactics have strengthened the resolve. Rather than driving NATO apart, the West is now stronger and more united than it has ever been.
Also unexpected, Russia not conquering the country as swiftly as Putin expected. It's signaling a change in strategy, but the Biden administration is wary of the Kremlin's latest statement. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban sought to assert his country's neutrality in the war in Ukraine. That is causing frustration and outrage from other European leaders, including Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky himself. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
A teenager who died on an amusement ride in Florida late Thursday is being remembered. 14-year-old Tyree Sampson fell to his death on the Orlando Free Fall at Icon Park. John Mina is the Orange County Sheriff.
Tyree was here with a friend's family from the state of Missouri. So, you know, yeah, we can't imagine what they're going through.
The ride had only been in operation for a few months, passing inspection in December. The Florida Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating. The Assembly of First Nations in Canada is expecting nothing less than a public apology from the Vatican. This after last year's discovery in British Columbia of about 200 unmarked and previously undocumented graves of children at what was Canada's largest Indigenous residential school. A meeting between the First Nations and Vatican is set for next week. More than 150,000 Indigenous children were forced to attend government-funded Christian schools through the 1970s. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Teachers in one Minnesota school district are heading back to work.
Teachers in Minneapolis reached a tentative agreement to end a more than two-week strike over pay and other issues that stopped 29,000 students and around 4,500 educators and staff in one of Minnesota's largest school districts. The Union for Teachers and Support Staff planned to announce details later this weekend, but the union said it achieved what it sought when its members walked off the job March 8th when they were unable to agree on a contract with district leaders. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Members of the Foo Fighters are devastated about the passing of their drummer, Taylor Hawkins. Hawkins was with the group for the last 25 years. Not much in terms of the details available as to what caused the 50-year-old's death. The band said in a statement Friday that his death was a tragic and untimely loss. Foo Fighters have been scheduled to play a festival in Colombia Friday night. Hawkins' final concert was Sunday at another festival in Argentina. So how much is your favorite baseball team worth?
Major League Baseball teams are worth a lot of money, and the New York Yankees are worth a lot more money than any other team. Forbes reports average Major League team value is up to almost $2.1 billion. The Yankees are worth $6 billion. Far above the second-place Los Angeles Dodgers, valued at a little under $4.1 billion. Rounding out the top five, the Boston Red Sox, Chicago Cubs, and San Francisco Giants, all valued at more than $3 billion. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
And I'm Kenneth Burns.